I'm here today with Doreen Chow, who works as a cultural connector at Catholic Social Services. Now, this is an interesting role that people might not be familiar with. Can you tell us what exactly a cultural connector does?
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me. As a cultural connector, I handle many Indigenous-related projects, from creating and implementing cultural programs to supporting Indigenous children in care, youth, and the families. My main role is working with different departments to identify and meet the cultural needs of the Indigenous children and families we serve.
That sounds like interesting work. What does a typical day look like for you?
Oh my, every day is different. I might be visiting group homes to connect with the children and youth, helping caseworkers find crucial information like which band the child belongs to or locating their grandparents' names. I also provide cultural training to staff, teaching them about traditional parenting practices, like why it's important for infants to be in moss bags because it helps with brain development.
You mentioned traditional parenting. Can you tell us more about the programs you've developed?
One program I'm particularly proud of is a traditional parenting course for our pregnant teens home. These young women were in care themselves and missed out on traditional practices. And we teach them about things like the significance of the belly button and hold workshops where they can learn how to sew moss bags. So the home even keeps an extra moss bag for a loan.
What are some of the bigger events you organize throughout the year?
Well, two of my favorites are our annual demonstrative powwow in June, which we do in partnership with a local elementary school, and our traditional meal every fall. The powwow helps children, foster parents, and workers understand what a powwow really is, so they can attend these events without feeling intimidated. The traditional meal is especially important. We serve foods like moose meat with bannock, elk roast, bison roast, rabbit stew, and wild rice dishes, siuk saganak, which is Indian popcorn, fried moose meat. We also have moose tongue and moose nose, and all of those traditional dishes. These are foods that the children normally wouldn't get in group homes or foster homes, but they're a part of their cultural heritage.
So I understand storytelling is also an important part of your cultural work.
Yes, but storytelling in our culture is often misunderstood. These aren't just bedtime stories. They're life and death knowledge that everyone in our community needs to know. They hold the framework of how life is lived. Traditional stories are only told in winter months, after the first snowfall, and you might sit for hours listening without interrupting. These stories are repeated until you can remember them perfectly because we are an oral culture.
You also created something called a cultural room at the CSS office.
Yes, it's a sacred space where people can smudge, pray, or meditate. We keep traditional medicines like sage and sweetgrass there, and people can take what they need. It's become an important refuge for both clients and staff.
What would you say is the most rewarding part of your work?
Honestly, it's seeing the connection happen. When I help a young person learn where they come from through our Wakof Dowin program, or when I see their face light up tasting traditional foods for the first time, or when I'm able to help someone find their identity after feeling like they don't belong anywhere. We're just not providing services. We're helping people reconnect with who they are.
This work clearly goes far beyond a job description. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, culture isn't something you can just read about in a book. It has to be lived, experienced, and shared. Every child deserves to know where they come from and to feel proud of their heritage. That's what we're trying to give back to these young people, their identity, their sense of belonging, and hope for the future.
Thank you so much for sharing your important work with us today. That was Doreen Chow from Catholic Social Services.